Good evening and welcome to Cultivating Hearts Radio Ministry. I just thought that was funny. I had to do a little ding like back in the day. That's when you knew the radio was on. And we have been in Terrorized Bible Study, which is in progress, called Wishing Forward. And I feel like every time we talk about the title, we need to kind of explain
That's the name
of it. And I'll let Tara do that because it's a Greek word that she found when she was researching what wish meant.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing how something can catch your mind. Seven moments in Jesus's life where scripture in Luke tells us Jesus prayed. And I read in a book by Dr. Larry Crabb that Jesus prayed actually meant that he was wishing forward. And I just began to do research. And so
I love that.
It's just, it amazes me how God can reveal something to you. And pros ukomai is the prayed. And that means a movement forward, to be moving forward, and in a form of a wish, a want, a will, a desire, a passion, that kind of thing. But predominantly the word is used as wish. And so the title is Wishing Forward. And it's looking at Christ's life and the moment, these seven moments when he prayed. But before we go into those seven moments, I had us begin with looking at John 17. Mm-hmm. And we're examining Jesus's prayer that talks about what he was wishing forward to. Mm-hmm. His prayer really reveals that. And so in the introduction of this piece, whatever it's going to look like, I talk about his prayer, because the prayer reveals what his heart was. It reveals the implications of the desire of his heart. Why was he wishing forward? He was wishing forward for the glory of the Father to be revealed, for people to meet him, mm-hmm. know him, know the Father sent him, know the Father loved him, and to have eternal life because they've believed on him, and thereby in turn help others to believe and know what the Father has done in their behalf. And it's just beautiful, the prayer. And, you know, this morning as I was praying through the process, reading through the scripture again, I thought, wow, God, you know, he's very repetitive. And somebody might even say almost redundant. He says things over and over. So yeah. Some of the words that we saw he said a lot was like glorify.
Eternal
life, eternal. And then as we go into him praying for the disciples and for future believers, we're going to see a spirit of oneness, and one as he is with the Father. And so we'll see a lot of repetition. And so today what we're going to do is I'm going to have Sabrina. We're going to look at the section, the last two sections of the prayer. And I'm going to have her right now for the moment read Jesus's prayer in behalf of the disciples. And that is going to, it's a little long. It's verses 6 through 12. Thank you. So 6, no, I'm going to have you read through 19. It goes all the way through verse 19. Wow. Yeah, it's a little long. So it's like 13 verses.
Okay,
go ahead and read it.
I would love to. I have revealed your name to the men you gave me from the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that all things you have given to me are from you, because the words that you gave me, I have given them. They have received them and have known for certain that I came from you. They have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, because they are yours. All my things are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I was protecting them by your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them is lost, except the son of destruction, so that the scripture may be fulfilled. Now I'm coming to you, and I speak these things in the world, so that they may have my joy completed in them. I have given them your word. The world hated them because they are not of the world, as I am not of the world. I am not praying that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. I sanctify myself for them so they also may be sanctified by the truth.
Okay. All right. That is a lot for us to hear. But I want us to break this down some and really reflect on what Jesus had to say. Okay, what are some of the words you see a lot in this one?
Oh my goodness.
The world.
Yeah. Okay. You gave your name.
Yeah, a lot of God's, what God's provisions that he's given.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the pronouns, you and mine and
yeah,
I and them.
And his name.
Mm-hmm.
His name. And what is it about the world that you would say Jesus really wanted them to grasp?
That they'll hate you. Mm. They'll hate you and it's, but I'm going to protect you.
I really don't like that.
I know.
I mean, I really don't like to be hated. That. No, I don't. I like I to be liked. I want everybody to love me. I love everybody. I want everybody to be my friend and I want to be friends with everybody. And I am shocked. We just had a blink of the lights here in the studio. I hope that keeps recording. And so I don't like that the world's going to hate me.
I know, me too.
And I'm kind of surprised when it happens. I'm kind of shocked.
But I think that the more I grow in the word and the more I speak truth and love, I see I have less friends.
Yeah.
You know, and that's okay because the friends that I do have are quality friends and he brings those ones that are, that will speak truth and love, that will be like-minded.
Rich.
And then you look on the other relationships that you see other people having that you're not a part of and you realize that's not really what God wants for me anyways.
So, right. Yeah. I don't need the drama.
Yeah. So God protects. Yeah. He protects us from that because he knows nothing of that is going to glorify God.
That's exactly it. And so what did he also prayed protection over them? And what was his prayer?
From the evil one.
From the evil one. Mm-hmm. And he says, I'm not asking that you take them out of the world.
Sanctify them.
And they're going to be sanctified by what?
The truth.
The truth is what?
The word.
Yeah. Oh.
But you have to know the word in order to be sanctified.
That's exactly it. Yeah. Because it's by hearing the word that I knew that I had sinned. And if I had not heard the word, I would not have known I had sinned. And that's the reason why people don't want you to quote scripture to them if they don't know the Lord. Because it convicts and they don't want to have to deal with the conviction. Because the word is a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And the word reflects what is inside the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why people who don't know the Lord, oftentimes they don't want to look in it because there's a veil over their eyes. But when the veil is being lifted, they often don't want to look because that means they have to do something. And it's hard. It's hard to forgive sometimes when you're not ready.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to move forward in righteousness when you want to stay angry. Or if you feel justified in being mad at somebody. Mm-hmm. Or, you know what I mean?
Well, it's impossible to do anything good without God.
That's exactly right.
So, if you have that mindset of the flesh and you feed it, then it will just grow.
Mm.
But God's heart for us is just to know that he's going to protect us and he's going to set us apart if we choose to know him and grow in him. It's a choice.
It is. And so I wanted to point out before we move on to him praying for us, just a few things that Jesus acknowledged in his prayer. Because if Jesus has acknowledged it in his prayer, it's something we need to be reflecting on. The first thing is that he acknowledges that the Father gave the disciples to him.
Mm-hmm.
They were a gift from God.
Yes, I love that.
They were a gift. And he also acknowledges that the disciples obeyed
the word.
The word that the Father gave Jesus to give to them. He acknowledges that the disciples knew everything that the Father gave Jesus because Jesus had given them everything the Father asked him to. Jesus also explains that he gave the disciples the words the Father gave, and when he gave it, they accepted it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's almost like he repeats it twice. And I'm thinking, God, why did he repeat that twice? Well, obviously somebody, John in particular, it was the one that wrote out what Jesus's prayer was. None of the other gospels give this account. And so obviously they needed to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
They needed to remember because he had just finished preparing them for what is to come. And when he is put on the cross and they are all going to scatter, they need to remember they had been given the word and they had accepted what Jesus had taught them. And so that repetition wasn't for Jesus. It was for the ears, for their ears to hear. And I think that's quite profound.
It is.
You know, because I think sometimes we can go back and question did I really hear that? Did I really believe? You know, and so people won't be solidified in what they know about what God has said. Mm. And so that was for them. And then he also acknowledged that the disciples knew with certainty that Jesus came from the Father. And they knew and believed that Jesus, the Father sent Jesus. So he reiterated that one twice as well. He explains that he is not praying for the world. And now here's my question for you. Why did Jesus not pray for the world? At this point, he says, I am not praying for the world. I am praying for the ones that you gave me. I mean, that one kind of paused me for a minute. I'm like, really? Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. But I think...
Is he talking about the ones that are choosing to be partakers of the world?
That's exactly it.
Okay.
It's the people that have put their hand to the face of God and said, not listening.
Okay.
Okay. And so he is recognizing that there are those that reject the truth. And so his prayer is not for the ones that are rejecting. He's praying protection over the ones that have believed. Okay. And mm-hmm. so that was like, really? Wow. I mean, that one, it took me a moment to really think about that. He says, my prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but you protect them from the evil one. So his purpose was, is he was praying a guard and a protection over his believers because he knew that the world was going to hate them the way that the world hated him. Mm. Okay. And that was really a tough one. Well, Jesus then begins the process of he's praying for all believers. And there's actually, I have like a whole nother page of things that we could do just on this particular section, but I want to make sure that we end with him praying for all believers. And so, Sabrina, would you read for us verses 20 through 26?
I sure would. I pray not only for these, but also for those who believe in me through their message. May they all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I am in you. May they also be one in us, so the world may believe you sent me. I have given them the glory you have given me. May they be one as we are one. I am in them and you are in me. May they be made completely one, so the world may know you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire those you have given me to be with me where I am. Then they will see my glory, which you have given me because you love me before the world's foundation. Righteous Father, the world has not known you. However, I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. I made your name known to them and will make it known, so the love you have loved me with may be in them and I may be in them.
Okay, now here is the answer as to why he didn't pray at that point for the world. Because at that point, he was praying protection over the disciples that were communicating the message. And now that he's praying for those who will believe, the reason why is because he wants us to be the ones to go so that the world may believe. Okay? Do you see how it was part of the process of building towards what he was praying and wishing and moving forward? If you could look in the studio and see what Sabrina and I are doing. Both of us have our hands and we're pushing forward with
directing.
Our hands. We're showing that movement, but you can't see our movement because we're on the radio. It's really funny. And it's that movement forward.
Mm-hmm.
For the world to know. At one point, I counted, and I have to go back and make sure I was accurate, but verses 20 to 26, if I remember correctly, 8 times he references that spirit of oneness, unity.
Wow.
That's how important it is for us as the body of Christ. Now, why do you think that spirit of oneness is so important?
Because when we are one, we see as he sees, and we think as he sees, you know, we think as he thinks, and we're filled with him and his vision and what he desires and not our desires.
Yeah, it's
when
so
we're
good.
One.
Mm-hmm. How do you think the world responds to a people that are one?
It's peace. For me, one means unity and peacefulness.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
There's no chaos. Mm. It makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even if they don't want to admit that.
Yeah. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And here we have Jesus praying that spirit of oneness to be so evident in us that the glory, it always goes back to the glory of the Father to be revealed, so that the world may know that the Father sent the Son, that the world may believe in the Father. It is always going back to that. It's the glory of the Father, so that the will of the Father will be real, that he sent his Son, so that people will believe in the Lord.
And that's why I think marriage is on attack more than ever, because the oneness of a man and a woman together, people can see God in the oneness. And if the enemy can destroy that, there will be no oneness and it will be complete chaos.
Completely. It's just completely. And you know, and that goes back in supporting Ephesians, where it says that this is the great mystery revealed. Mm-hmm. I mean, marriage, the husband and wife, reveals Christ's love for the church. And so how a husband and wife interact is the revelation of Christ's love for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. That's huge.
I just thought about oneness when you kept saying that oneness.
Completely. It is that one flesh. And we were talking about this and dialoguing as a family. When Michaela was very little, we were coming up for the name for our community group at church. And we were like, somehow we want to communicate that oneness. And Michaela goes, two equals one. And we're like, that is the only time, as a little child, she got it. She goes, that's the only time two equals one. And that's how we came up with our community group name, because marriage is the only time that two equals one.
I love that.
Yeah.
What a wise child.
I know. It cracks me out of the mouth of babes. And I mean, that had to, because that was, I don't know, Todd and Kristen and I and Greg and I, how many years have you been at Calvary?
Three.
And so add three, it probably 7 years ago. So Michaela's 15 now. So how old would she have been eight when she came up with that idea?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Very wise.
You know, this whole concept of wishing forward, has it like blown your mind away?
It has.
Yeah. I feel like that I'm really getting a better grasp of Christ's love for us. And a better grasp of how I'm to be moving forward for others so that others will want to also glorify God, to believe that he sent his Son, to believe in him, to bring them into eternal life. Mm-hmm. That's what it all comes down to. And so as we're moving forward in wishing forward, yeah, that's funny. We're loving talking and sharing with you on the radio. I love hearing from you. I have several people that contact me and let me know via email they've listened, and I just want to say, hey, thanks. It's an encouragement to us, and you know, thank you for doing that. And may God bless you. Thank you.